This is AP News Now. As the two-day summit came to a close in Pittsburgh, President Obama says this year's action by G20 nations has brought the global economy back from the brink. But he also accused Iran of building a secret underground plant to make nuclear fuel and said Tehran must come clean on all of its nuclear efforts. A witness who found the body of census worker Bill Sparkman hanging in a Kentucky cemetery says the 51-year-old man was found naked, his hands and feet bound with duct tape. He also said Sparkman was gagged and had what looked like an identification tag taped to the side of his neck. Bomb plot suspect Najib al-Azazi has been flown back to New York from Denver, where he'll face charges of conspiracy to use weapons of mass destruction. Prosecutors say he plotted to use homemade hydrogen peroxide bombs on the anniversary of September 11th, but Zazi denies it. The Ohio woman who had the wrong embryo implanted by a fertility clinic last winter has given birth to a baby boy. Carolyn Savage and her husband have offered congratulations to the baby's biological parents, who say they are facing difficult times and want to maintain their privacy. Ross Simpson, the Associated Press, with AP News Minute.